Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This has been a tough week for many people with ties to Israel, myself included. For years, my wife and I have led Christian tours to the Holy Land, and over the years, we've developed friendships with many people, both Jewish and Arab. At 8:30 last Friday evening, my phone began buzzing nonstop as my missile alert app began warning of thousands of missiles leaving the Gaza Strip. These were heavy salvos, but par for the course. This happens often and usually goes unreported by the American news media. Then, we began getting reports of Hamas incursions into Israel, and we knew that this was different. Last fall, I was invited to tour Israel with a group of policymakers, and the focus was political and military rather than religious. We were on the front lines in northern Israel, on the Syrian and Lebanese borders, looking at Hezbollah and even Iranian Revolutionary Guard positions, some within 100 yards of the Israeli border. We received briefings by Israeli security and military personnel and took a deep dive into the geopolitics and military threats faced by the Jewish state. Later, we travel to the Gaza Strip, and this is where it gets personal. We've always taken our groups to Gaza, to towns like Sderot, so people could get a feel for the constant threat faced by Israelis in that region. Everyone has bomb shelters inside their homes because the flight time for rockets, missiles, and mortars can be as short as 15 seconds. Later, we spent the afternoon in a place that was forever changed 7 days ago. That place is Kibbutz Kfar Aza. For those who may not know, kibbutzes closely resemble Hutterite colonies. They're very small, close-knit agricultural communities where everyone works together for the common good, and everyone knows everyone else. We spent time talking with the residents, looking at fortifications meant to ward off missile attacks, and even looking at parts and pieces of missiles that had landed in the kibbutz over the years. Everyone had friends and family who had been killed in rocket attacks. It's part of life along the Gaza border. As one resident said, we go from living a beautiful, idyllic life in the country to living in a war zone in 15 seconds, and we never know when it's going to happen. It was an eye-opening day spent drinking tea, making new friends, and hearing stories of surviving rocket attacks. After last week's attack, I find myself wondering how those stories would change. Before, it was just the rockets or an occasional sniper. Now, it's the experience of a full-blown invasion and the barbaric murder of entire families. Kfar Aza was overrun by roughly 100 Hamas terrorists who spent hours killing, looting, raping, and burning both houses and individual people. Entire families were burned alive, babies were beheaded, and many others were taken captive and led back across the border into Gaza. Thankfully, all of my friends survived the attack, but many of their families and friends did not. It's nearly impossible for those of us in the West to understand, but it's the constant threat faced by those who live in the Jewish state. My heart broke as the scenes of carnage unfolded, but I was encouraged at the displays of sympathy and support shown to Israel by other countries. In Genesis 12:3, God promises to bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse them. It's a promise still in force today, and it's a promise I hope our leaders never forget. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.